Juice Newton, the Angel of the Morning on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie Fogarty. Now, for those of you planning a trip to Spain next summer, you may want to consider heading to the region of Valencia to sample some of the amazing food and wines of the area. Juan Antonio Munoz, the head of promotions for Visit Valencia, was in Dublin recently and caught up with Ed Finn to tell us what people can expect for their next Spanish holiday.
We try to bring a bit of the region of Valencia to Dublin. So with all the diversity, especially food and wine, since this, we cannot bring you the weather, we cannot bring you the sea, but we can bring you a bit of food and wine as well.
So. Wonderful. Now, Valencia, I think, is probably one of the best kept secrets in a way in Spain, because I went there a few years ago and absolutely loved it. A lot of people wouldn't know it as sort of the main street, but it's a really, really beautiful place, isn't it, on the coast?
Yeah, so what I think, if we're talking about the city of Valencia, it's one of the nicest in Spain, and I'm not exaggerating, I think. So it's Spain's third largest city, and you can enjoy from a wide variety of art and architecture, food as well, beaches, and a lot of monuments as well. So there's a lot of things to do there.
Yeah, and in terms of accessibility, Juan, it's pretty easy to get to from Dublin, from Ireland, isn't it?
It is. If you want to come to, well, the whole region, that is, goes from South Catalonia to Murcia, to almost southern Spain, is about 500 kilometers from north to south. And then if you're going to go there, you have three airports directly linked with Dublin. One is Castellón, north of the region, the other is Valencia, and the other is Alicante. And also from other places in Ireland, you can also come to directly to Valencia, Cork, for example, or you can go to Alicante from Cork or Galway as well.
Fantastic, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, in terms of the highlights or things to do for people when they go there, aside from being a fantastic foodie destination, mm-hmm. of course, you have all the other sun holiday tick the boxes, haven't you?
Yeah, much more than that. I mean, if you are interested in doing something in hinterland, for example, we have mountains reaching 2,000 meters high. So that means that you can either climb there or just walk there or do some hiking or whatever. So that's one thing that you can do, biking, hiking, whatever. And then you can do many other things related to visiting monuments and sightseeing. For example, in Valencia City, you've got the City of Arts and Sciences, which is one of the greatest, maybe you've seen it, and it's one of the loveliest and greatest modern architecture monuments or hallmarks in the whole of Europe, I would
say. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's stunning. Now, you've brought some amazing chefs here to Dublin for this event. Michelin star. Could you just give us some details on the different chefs?
Yeah, we've brought three Michelin stars chefs. One comes from northern in the region, the other comes from Valencia City, and the third comes from Alicante. And they make kind of quite different food themselves, quite different cuisines. It's a sort of Mediterranean-based cuisine with influences from other cuisines as well, but especially Mediterranean-based.
Yeah, so we're in for a very special evening this evening. Now, of course, Valencia is also famous for something we all love here, paella, or paella.
Oh, yeah.
So it originated in Valencia, am I correct?
Yeah, paella is original from Valencia. It was born in Valencia. In fact, the name is a Valencian name, meaning paella means, in our native language, in Valencia, means frying pan. So it's rice on a frying pan, but beware, because it's something that you make with vegetables, chicken, and sometimes, not always, rabbit. This is the real paella. Do not accept other ones. There are a fish paella, but we never mix fish and meat. That's not a real paella for us.
There's a lot of imposters.
There is a lot of, you know, things that good rices, but these rice dishes are not paella. You can call them whatever you want to, but the real paella is our country food for the weekends, for Sundays, made by people on firewood and with rice, chicken, saffron, green beans, white beans, and basically was it and tomato, and that was it, and olive oil.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, for people that want to travel or go there maybe for the first time, when is the best time to go to Valencia?
Well, always. I would say if you go there now, it would be like 17, 18 degrees daytime. And I prefer autumn and I would say spring, if I had to recommend. But you can go wherever you want to, because weather is all usually nice. So.
Yeah, and people I know recently visited there, they couldn't believe the value for money. They said what you can, your euro goes really far in Valencia.
I think so. And I think, for example, inflation rate, though it's high like everywhere else. I think it's one of the lowest in Europe right now. It's like 6 point something. So it means that we have right now, even now, prices are soaring less than in other European countries. So that means that it is a differential. So if you go there, I think it's good value for money. You know that hotels, lodging there is good. Food is good normally, and you get value for money, all in all, I think.
Wonderful. So, Juan Antonio, where is the best place to get information about Valencia?
I think if you go to www.regionofvalencia.com, you'll find good information about Valencia, because this is our website, and be sure that you will find a lot of information and tips about going to Valencia and things to do. Yeah.
Juan Antonio, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Juan Antonio Munoz from Visit Valencia, a Travel Talk Extra this weekend on Saturday Live on Sunshine 106.8.